questions about these three fundamental practices, and then we'll address the email question that was from the beginning. Any questions about these fundamental practices? Impeccable office. She handles all the paperwork. Daily meeting. Go ahead.
Can you talk about the sharing or not having a secretary, since that sounds so fundamental?
Yes. You're an AP, right?
Yes, ma'am.
There are many APs that do not have secretaries and some that have partial. Okay, so partial. So here's what I would say. You're not going to be able to do all of those steps to producing a breakthrough in your time. You're not just not going to be able to do it all right now. But if you can have a conversation with your principal where you can make the case that having a having that secretary for 20 minutes a day to have a daily meeting would increase your productivity by whatever, and you'd be doing more of what they wanted you to do. If you can connect those two things, you'll get your secretarial time with your daily meeting. And maybe it's not that she's collecting all your paper. Maybe you're collecting all incoming paper in a file in your office, but then you don't deal with it till the two of you sit down and you open the file, and now you start going through, I'd like you to do this with this, file that, get rid of this. You know, you get your 20 minutes a day. If you can negotiate for 20 minutes a day with your principal by connecting it to how it will impact your productivity, I bet you'd get that 20 minutes. And that is something that would make a huge difference. And you can clean up your office, by the way. Yeah. We had a very successful principal out here in California, Victorville. At some point, she became like it was like a rotating door in her building for APs. They'd come in 6 months, they'd be out, they'd be principals. They'd come in 6 months, they'd be out, they'd be principals. Constantly training and developing principals and then sending them out, APs, and then sending them out to be principals. And she'd walk them in on their first day to an office that was an empty room, conference table, 6 chairs around it. She said, see this office? Just leave it exactly the way it is. Don't bring anything in here. You won't be here long enough. And those APs, they got themselves trained. They knew why they were there. They were scrubs, and they didn't intend to do it for 2 years. And she got them trained and out as their own principals. There was a point at which I sat with all the principals of that district, and every single one of them, we went around the room, had been her AP at one point. Even an AP can do this. Get rid of as much as you can. Other questions about these three fundamentals?
Do you have a computer?
Laptop.
Only a laptop.
It's closed Okay. When you're not doing technical office work. And there will be times that you have to do technical office work. It's closed, so it's not a distraction. It's closed. In fact, a laptop could even be under your secretary's desk when you're not supposed to be using it. That's the beauty of a laptop. And then when it's time for you to do technical work, she pulls it out. She goes, here, you need to do some technical work. Because I know you're not going to go from like doing all tech, 85% of your time doing technical work, to being in classrooms 100% of the time. There's going to be some work for you to do. And then you take that laptop and you fire it up. You know, you don't have to have a printer in your office to print. Yeah. I mean, you guys all have, like, you're all networked up, right? I mean, I know in our office, some people print into a different office and the printer isn't, you deal with it when you deal with it. So I'm just going to give you some examples and what I would say about this in a general sense, because every situation is particular, and I'd have to get in there and see it. But our first client in San Diego County was a K-8 principal superintendent with one secretary, principal superintendent of a, you know, one school district, who was overseeing the building of a new school while we were working with. So he was also the general contractor. And he made this work. We have made this work in the tiniest of elementary schools with one secretary, and we've seen this not work in the largest of high schools with 5 APs, 10 secretaries running around, and tons of additional clerical staff. Because it's not about the numbers of people. It's really about you guys. It's about the principal's addiction to doing and how fast they want to enter the 12-step program and get over it. Because when you're not addicted to doing, you can see a lot of different requests to make of a lot of different people to involve in this process, not only your secretary, but when it has to be you, it has to be you, it has to be you. There's only one answer. It has to be you. And it's what we found is it can work in the smallest of organizations, and it cannot work in the biggest of organizations. And who makes it work or not work is the the school administrator. Keep in mind, this is a process. Start with the fundamentals. I have given you a taste of what's possible here today, a taste. When you shift your perspective and then take appropriate actions that correlate, when you operate according to this methodology, what's possible is doing more of the work you love, more time per week, in more of the places you want to be, and having a life that satisfies you as well, which is really all we want for you. Thank you for the brilliant job you are already doing every day, and thank you for coming. My regards. Thank you very much.